7 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Well, we're back here at the Thayer High School, the 51st annual Thayer Winter Classic Basketball Tournament, brought to you in part by our friends over at Thayer Plant Food Incorporated and United Country Real Estate, Cazort Realty in Thayer. At halftime, our score 26-24, Alton with a two-point lead. Hadley Channing, who injured her left wrist, it looks like, has made her way back out of the locker room, but she is still in some pain. They've got that wrist wrapped, but she was still in pain when she was trying to handle a basketball down there, and hopefully she can go. She is the catalyst for these Liberty Lady Eagles. I just checked the scoring for you here. First up for the Liberty Eagles, they're led by Ella Phipps. She has scored 8 points tonight. 5 for Hadley Channing before she got hurt. 3 for Addison Rutledge, 2 for Ashlyn Henry, 4 for Corey Lind, and 2 for Morgan Smith. For the All-Lady Comets, a little more balanced scoring. They're led by Kaylee McIntyre, has got 7. 6 for Allie Willard, 4 for Miley Haney, 4 for Jessica Green, or excuse me, Green did not score. She didn't play in the first half. 5 points for Jaylee Reese, including a 3, and 4 for Braylee Campbell. I should add up to 26-24. Alton with the lead by 2. We'll be back with your second half in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
And now, the second half of the Alton Comets on K-Country 95. Once again, here's Mike Crace.
And we're back here at the Thayer High School getting ready for the second half of our game. Second half of our doubleheader, Alton Lady Comets and the Liberty Lady Eagles from Mountain View Birch Tree. Hooked up in a dandy here. 16 minutes to play. It's a two-point game, 26-24. Alton with the lead. And Liberty back to their... Well, see, not the original starting lineup. They'll start with Hadley Channing. Rutledge not on the floor to start the second half. She was in, she's been sitting for a while now. Number 3 in there in her place, that is Jaylee Tharp. Here's Channing going to the bucket, puts up a shot, no good. The rebound taken by the Alton Lady Comets. Campbell with the rebound, gives it out to McIntyre. She'll cross the timeline. Alton with a chance to add to their lead. See what they drew up in the locker room. They were late coming out. Here's Haney with the ball out top. Has it stolen. Picked up by Channing. She will drive for the uncontested layup, and we're tied at 26. Hadley Channing doing Hadley Channing stuff. Alton with the ball. Swings it to Jaylee Reese on the left side. Hit a three from there earlier. They cover her up. She'll give it around the horn to Campbell. Campbell looking for an outlet. Gives it to Reese on top of the key. Jaylee going to the left side of the lane. Challenges the defense. Shoots and scores. Jaylee Reese with seven tonight for the Alton Lady Comets, who are back on top by two. Liberty is led by as many as 1 point in this game. Alton jumped out to the early lead. And here's the Comets with a steal. Liberty trying to force it in the middle. Ball taken away by Campbell for Alton. That's a good defensive play by Braylee Campbell. Coach Shane Benson shouts out instructions to his Lady Comets as they run the offense here. Way out front is McIntyre. Gives the ball to Campbell, top of the key. Campbell now to Reese. Dumps it inside to Willard, and she misses the shot. Rebound tipped out. Liberty's got it with a chance to tie. Channing. Little head and shoulder fake, goes to the baseline, feeds it outside to Phipps. Lady Comets cover her up. She's hit a pair of threes on them tonight. Back to Chowning in the corner. Dumps it down low to Lind. Back out to Phipps. Phipps around on the right side. They'll dump it inside to Henry. Her shot blocked by Willard. And the rebound off to the Alton Lady Comets. It's a 2-on-2. They get it down to Haney. Shoots a floater, and it's good. Lady Comets score on the 2-on-2 break, and they lead it by four. 5:59 to go in the third quarter, folks. We got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner tonight here in the barn at Thayer. Liberty pushing the ball inside to Lynn. Going to the bucket. Will get fouled on the drive. I believe they're going to get Allie Willard. No, they called on number 20. That's a break for the Lady Comets. Braylee Campbell called for the foul. I've got her down for her first of the game. And it is, but going to the line, Corey Lind to shoot free throws again. And she misses the first one. Lind with 4 points in the game. She's been to the free throw line, I think, four times, has not made one yet. Now Henry out of the game, number 11. Delaney Elliott checks back in for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Second free throw is good for Lind. Lind now with 5 points for Liberty. And it's a three-point game with 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Alton with the lead and the ball. McIntyre brings it across the timeline, working against the Liberty defense. Liberty's gone man-to-man here. Alton going to try and punch it down inside to Willard, and they do get it to her. Turns left in the blocks. Little baby hook shot is good. Allie Willard with 8 points in the game, her first two of the second half. And Alton back up by five, 32-27. Liberty. Phipps driving the baseline all the way under the bucket. Forces up a shot. No good. Willard down the rebound. Got it out to Haney. Haney pushes it up. Got it to Campbell driving the baseline. Wraparound pass to Jaylee Reese. Short jumper is good. Jaylee Reese with nine in the game to lead the Alton Lady Comets tonight. Alton up by seven here. Biggest lead by either team in the game. We're going to get a timeout by Coach Desi Smith. And the Liberty Lady Eagles, 34-27. Alton leads it by seven. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high-rise or hanging up your hat in the boot heel. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
You're listening to Comets Basketball on K-Country 95.
They're back at Thayer after the Liberty timeout. Lady Eagles have the ball down by seven. Lady Comets out to a good start, already 8 points in this quarter. And Liberty inbounds the ball to Lind. Lind will give it up to Phipps. Phipps out front. Now on the right side for Tharp. She'll take it back to the top of the key. To Lind at the post. Back out to Tharp on top. She mouses it on the right side to Smith. Morgan Smith, by the way, number 23, we didn't have in the first half. And here's Phipps open for a three, and she nails it. Bella Fitz with her third three-pointer of the night for Liberty. Makes it a four-point Alton lead. Lady Comets with the ball. Counting down to 4 minute mark here in the third quarter. Willard trying to get open in the lane. That is a battle down there. And here's Haney for three from way out top. Shot is no good. Rebound Liberty. And the Lady Eagles with a chance to get back within two here with a bucket. Long pass over everybody's head and out of bounds down in the corner. Substitution now for Liberty. Rutledge and Channing will check back in. Elliott and Tharp will check out. Alton also will get a couple of subs in. Number 23, Lily Haddock. And number 25, Emma Thornton. Or Trantham, I'm sorry. Here's Haddock dumping it down to Trantham. Trantham got over to Willard. Willard, left side of the lane, spins right, shoots and scores. Allie starting to find her game now. Puts Alton back up by 6:30. Liberty with the ball. 3:41 to go in the third quarter. Long pass down in the corner. First, Morgan Smith in the lane, shoots and scores. So Lind got the bucket. Smith to Lind for the bucket. And Corey Lind now with 7 points in the game for Liberty. Alton gets the ball over to Haddock on the right side wing. Puts it on the floor. Gives it out top to McIntyre. McIntyre on the dribble working against Channing. Gets it in the corner to Trantham. Emma feeds it back out to Haney. Haney looking to go into the lane. A little left-hand scoop shot is no good, and the rebound taken by Phipps for Liberty. She runs the floor up the right side. Got it to Smith for three. That's no good. Rebound, Channing at the free throw line. Got it back down to Smith in the corner. Smith backs it out, swings it around the horn to Channing on the left side wing. Liberty needing points. Got it back to Morgan Smith. Smith to Channing. Moves in the lane, clears out. She's going to get called for an offensive foul. Yep. Channing leaned a shoulder into the defender to clear out. Call for the foul. And substitutions for Alton. Haney and Trantham come off the floor. Number 20, Braylee Campbell. And Jaylee Reese will check in for Alton. Lady Collins with a four-point lead. 2:40 to play in the third quarter. Ball goes right side for Haddock. Dumps it down to Willard. Willard faces the bucket. Now spins the lane. Jumper is up no good, but she's fouled. And that'll be on Corey Lind, I believe, number 13. If it is, that will be her third of the game. Yeah, it was Lind. Call for the foul will be her third of the night. Well, they say now officially two. And the first free throw for Allie Willard is no good. Liberty substitution. Morgan Smith is out. Ashlyn Henry will check back into the game. Willard with another one. Free throw is off the mark. Rebound to Henry. Here come the Lady Eagles. Chance to get back to within four. Channing out front. Gives it to Phipps, and she double dribbled the basketball. Yep. Caught it. Was going to shoot. McIntyre was right there, and she put it back down on the floor. Thought she might get away with it, but the official standing right there. Johnny on the spot called it. And Alton back with the ball again in a four-point lead. They go right side to Campbell. Campbell lobbing it into Willard outside the lane. She gives up to Jaylee Reese. She moves toward the bucket. Shoots no, but a foul called. And that'll be on number 33, Hadley Channing. And that officially is number three on Hadley. Going to the line, Jaylee Reese. Jaylee has scored 9 points for the Alton Lady Comets, and the first free throw is good. Reese in double figures with 10. Morgan Smith back in the game. Hadley Channing will go to the Liberty Eagle bench. Jaylee Reese hits the second free throw. Even shoots free throws like her daddy did. Blake Reese with a great free throw shooter. Led Alton to a Final Four in his high school career. Here's Morgan Smith, a long three for Liberty off the left side. No good. Bounces up and hits the support. So it'll be Alton Comet ball with a six-point lead. Minute 57 to go in the third quarter. McIntyre walking it up. Got it across the timeline. Feeds it left side for Campbell. Looking inside for Willard. Couldn't get her open. Now swinging around the horn now to McIntyre on the right wing. Out top to Reese for three more, and she made it. Jaylee Reese with 14 on the night for Alton. The Lady Comets lead it by nine, 41-32, Liberty with the ball. A little more sense of urgency for Liberty now, down by nine. Kind of feel this game slipping away from them. They get the ball to Rutledge. Now Lind at the high post. The Lady Comets take it away from her. McIntyre with a steal. Up the right side, pulls it up, gives to Willard at the free throw line. Has a little trouble with the handle, gets it back. Down the middle of the lane, and she traveled with the basketball, but they're going to call a foul. Oh, my. Allie might have got away with one there, that European step. And then the foul is on Ashlyn Henry. Will be her second, and Willard misses the first free throw. Substitution for Liberty. Number 10 checking into the game. We'll have to find out who that is. And Willard's second free throw is up. This one is good. Allie now with 11 points in the game. Number 10 for Liberty, by the way, is Allie Marriott. And here's Liberty going to lose the ball down on the baseline. They are lobbying for it to be Liberty ball, the official says, yes, it is. Official told young lady, I will make the call. You don't have to tell me. Tharp inbound it for Liberty. They get it to Rutledge. Rutledge backs out, gives it up on the right side to Phipps. Phipps takes it to the top of the key, into the lane, pull-up jumper, blocked by Willard. That's five blocks for Allie tonight, but Liberty got control, and a foul going to be called on the Alton Lady Comets. Braylee Campbell called for the foul. That'll be number two on Braylee. Second team foul on Alton here in the third quarter. We're down to 44 seconds to play in the third. Liberty inbounds the ball to Rutledge. Rutledge to the free throw circle. Pulls up to the free throw line. Gives it outside. Now they'll swing it around. Long shot by Phipps as an air ball. Rebounded. And it's going to be off the hands of Alton out of bounds. No, they're going to say Liberty last to touch it. So the Alton Comets get the ball back. Alton will get it back and bring it into the front court with a 10-point lead, 42-32, 28 seconds to go. They got the Willard. Willard into lane on the dribble drive, trying to spin away from the defense, gives it back out to McIntyre. Now to Reese up off the window. No, but she's fouled on the play. Jaylee Reese will go to line and shoot two. Fouls on number 24. That is Ella Phipps. That'll be her first of the game. And Reese continues to hit free throws. 15 points now for Reese. Jaylee has hit three in a row from the charity stripe. She'll look for her fourth here. And that one is good. Jaylee Reese with 16 in the game. Alton has run out to a 14-point lead here. Outscored Liberty by 12 in the quarter. Here's Henry with it for Liberty. Got it out to Rutledge. Rutledge looking for a shot. 7 seconds to go. Phipps driving toward the lane. Shoots and going to get fouled by Emma Trantham. She'll go to the line and shoot two free throws. Trantham called for the foul, number 25. That'll be her first of the game. And it'll send Phipps, Ella Phipps, to the free throw line. She leads Liberty tonight with 11 points. Trying to get the lead back to single digits, and she hits the first free throw. 12 for Phipps, 44-33 your score. Alton by 11, and the second one is no good. Rebound taken by Alton. And they get it to Reese, and there's the buzzer to end our third quarter. Our score, Alton 44, Liberty 33. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with our fourth quarter in 1 minute. On the Ecom Sport Network.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And welcome back to Thayer High School. I want to say thanks again to some of your Alton Comet boosters. They include Big D's Barbecue, LLC, and Catering in Thayer, Legacy Auto Body Incorporated of Thayer, Simpson's True Value in Alton, and Thayer Ready Mix, all supporters of the Alton Lady Comets. And Alton basketball with an 11-point lead as we enter the fourth quarter. They get it into Haney at the free throw line. She'll dump it down to Willard. Willard turns, shoots off the window, and scores. The big senior now with 13 for the Lady Comets. Only had 6 in the first half, 7 already in the second. Liberty with the ball, trying to bounce it inside. Ball is kicked by the defense. And a kick ball. We get a substitution for Liberty. Number 13, Corey Lind. Excuse me. I lose my voice after all this excitement. Corey Lind will check in for Liberty. Corey actually scored 7 of their points here tonight. They need her offensively. Phipps with the ball out front for Liberty. Got it to Chowning. Dumps it down inside to Lind. Fakes a shot. Gives it out to Rutledge. Rutledge doesn't take the open three. Instead gives it over to Chowning. Chowning gives it up left side to Phipps. Back to Chowning. Back to Rutledge. She'll fire the three. This time it's off the rim. No good. And rebound run down on the sideline by Phipps for Liberty. Here's Chowning into the lane. Shoots the floater. No good. Henry had the rebound, is taken away by the Lady Comet defense. McIntyre up the floor, got it to Campbell. Bounces it to Willard, she scores off the left side. Allie Willard beginning to dominate this game. She's got 5 blocks now. And she also has 15 points. Alton out to a 15-point lead, 48-33. Liberty with the ball. Rutledge fires a three again. This one's good from the right wing. Addison Rutledge, her second three-pointer of the night. Back to a 12-point game. Alton with the ball and the lead. Campbell out front to McIntyre. Right side wing to Reese. Reese holds it high, gives it back to Henry, to Haney. Haney into the lane, throws one up off the glass. No good. Rebound, Corey Lind for Liberty. Out to Chowning. Chowning runs the floor. Into the lane, pull-up jumpers, good for 14 feet. Hadley Chowning with 9. This one turned into a shootout now, 48-38. 5:50 to go in the game. Alton with the ball. Got it to Jaylee Reese on the right wing, back out top. And now left side to McIntyre. Swings it down to Haney under the bucket, turns, shoots, no good. Henry with a rebound, tried to dribble and gets tied up. But they're going to call a foul on the Alton Lady Comets. Number 20, Braylee Campbell, going to be called for the foul. That will be her 3rd of the game. First team foul against either team here in the fourth quarter. Henry checks out of the game now for Liberty. Number 3, Jaylee Tharp is back in. So Liberty trading offense for defense here. Tharp, probably the better offensive player. They go high post to Corey Lind, off to Rutledge for 3 more. That one's no good. Rebound, Phipps back up. Count it, and a foul. Rebound, Ella Phipps. Good things happen when you get offensive rebounds. She scores her 14th point and will go to the free throw line. The foul was on Kaylee McIntyre, her first. Phipps at the line. Bounces it one time, shoots the free throw, and it's good. Ella Phipps with 15. Now Liberty, a little full court pressure. Comets inbound the ball to Haney. Takes it up the left sideline, working against Rutledge. All the way down to the wing. Pushes out to McIntyre for 3, and it's good. Kaylee McIntyre with her second three-pointer of the game. And we get a timeout call by Coach Dethy Smith and the Liberty Lady Eagles. 51-41. Alton leads it by 10. We're back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years.
False.
No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring.
True.
True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring.
True.
False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors.
Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
You're listening to Comets Basketball on K-Country 95.
Well, Coach Desi Smith called that timeout for the Liberty Lady Eagles. Wanted to settle her team down and say, here's what we got to do. They're down by 10, 5 minutes to play in the game. They have got to score every possession, and they put the full-court press on and see if they can get some steals. Counting brings ball in the front court for Liberty. Got it right side to Rutledge, out to Phipps, and now to number three, that is Tharp. Tharp down to the baseline on the dribble drive. Couldn't get a shot. Kicks it back out and around the horn. Now they'll dump it to Lind. Lind in the corner to Chowning, and she traveled. Yep. A little travel there on Hadley Chowning, trying to make a move around the defender. And here comes the full court pressure of the Liberty Lady Eagles. Full court into man-to-man. And the Alton Lady Comets break it across the timeline. Got it right side to Campbell. Bounces it down to Willard. Willard has trouble with a handle. Gets it back out to Campbell. Campbell down the baseline. Pulls up with a shot. That's no good. Rebound volleyed around. Taken by Jaylee Reese. Dumped it to Willard off the left side. Can't score. Gets her own rebound and puts it in. Allie Willard padding the rebounding stats a little bit there. Two rebounds and 2 points. Here's a long shot by Rutledge. No good for Liberty. Rebound comes out to Phipps. Phipps for the Lady Eagles. Has it on the left side wing with 4 minutes to go. Alton up by 12. Liberty with it. Tharp out of the corner. Her shot partially blocked by Reese. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Liberty ball. That's a good defensive play by Jaylee Reese. Came out of nowhere to block that shot. Substitution now for Liberty. Number 11, Delaney Elliott checks in. Jaylee Tharp will go to the sideline. Phipps will trigger it in for the Lady Eagles. Gonna have to hurry. Finally got into Lind. Free throw line with a jumper. It's good. Corey Lind banks it in off the square. I like to see that. Use that backboard. Back to a 10-point game, 53-43. Alton with the ball in the lead. Down to 3:45 to go in the game. Comets dump it inside to Willard. Two bounces, turns left, shoots, no. Rebound, Campbell, back up and in. Braylee Campbell with 6 points tonight for Coach Shane Benson and the Alton Lady Comets. Alton leads it again by 12. Liberty needing to get some stops. Here's Hadley counting, pass into the middle, count it, and a foul. Hadley is playing one-handed now. Got that left wrist. They actually found a brace to put on her left wrist. She hurt that in the first half, and it is really bothering her. Handled the ball with one hand, made a one-handed pass. I mean, she threw a fastball down inside, and the bucket was good. Foul, by the way, on the Comets was on number 24. That is Allie Willard, will be her third of the game. And the free throw is up and good for Delaney Elliott, who just checked in, her first 3 points of the game. And Liberty back within nine now. And here's a steal by Chowning in the backcourt. Dives on the loose ball, got it to a teammate. Down inside, shot is up and good for Elliott. Delaney Elliott has scored five in a row. She got fouled on that one. And she's going to go to the free throw line to shoot for the three-point play. And Hadley Chowning is going to have to come out of this game. She dove and landed on that left wrist, and she is in all kinds of pain. And here's the shot. They're going to wave it off. Somebody for Liberty stepped into the lane too early. And now Chowning going to the Liberty bench. That hurts. Who checked in? Number 22 checks in for Liberty. That is Shelby Holt. So Holt is into the game for 22 for Liberty. Alton with the ball. There's a travel on Miley Haney. Miley caught the ball and just took a step. That's a travel. So Liberty now with a chance to get back to within five with a bucket. They go to Holt. Now Phipps for three. That one's off the rim. No good and goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton, Lady Comet ball with a seven-point lead, 55-48. Alton is led by as many as 12, but Elliott's coming the game. Now we're going to get a whistle, a holding foul on Liberty in the backcourt. Number 15, Rutledge is going to be called for the foul. Addison called for her third. Alton inbounds the ball, got it to McIntyre up across the timeline. They break the press. And then McIntyre gets poked away from behind. Rutledge up with the loose ball. Races up the floor, gives it over to Phipps, and now a foul going to be whistled on Alton. McIntyre, I think, frustrated that Rutledge took it away from her, is going to be called for a foul. And that'll be the 15th foul on Alton here in the fourth quarter. With 2:37 to play in the game, Liberty will go to the free throw line. It'll be number 15, Addison Rutledge, looking for a seventh point, and it rims out, no good. Hadley Challing going back to the locker room for Liberty. Hate to see that. Rutledge with a second free throw. That one's no good. Liberty got the rebound. Corey Lind shuffles it inside, and now back outside for Holt, and Holt travel with the basketball. Liberty will turn it over with 2.5 minutes to go, down by seven. Alton then bound against the pressure, got it into Campbell. Campbell puts it on the floor, working against the Liberty man-to-man defense, and lost it and picked up by the Liberty Eagles. Campbell just lost it. Liberty picks it up, Phipps with it now. I think she's got to be the person you got to go to here now. We're going to get a timeout call by Coach Desi Smith. And that'll be, I believe, a 60-second timeout. 55-48. Alton leads it by seven. Liberty with the ball. 2:11 to play in the game. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Does your family raise poultry for fresh eggs, competition, or just for fun? A successful foundation for your flock is proper care teamed with quality nutrition. Your birds deserve the best, and Kent's Home Fresh Poultry products provide the nutrient-rich diet to keep them thriving with quality ingredients formulated to supply the balanced nutrition they need every day. Kent, quality animal nutrition that you can trust. Guaranteed.
See Mills Feed and Alton, your Kent feed dealer.
For over 100 years, Alton Bank has been there for you. Whether you're opening your first piggy bank or buying your dream home, from milestones to everyday moments, we've helped make your financial goals a reality every step of the way. With a century of dedication, expertise, and trust, Alton Bank isn't just a place to bank, it's a partner in your journey. Experience the difference that 100 years of commitment to our customers can make. Alton Bank, we're changing banks for. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, proud to support the St. Jude Kids Radio.
And we're back after timeout. Liberty Lady Eagles with a basketball, 2:11 to go in the game. Alton leads it by seven. Liberty working on the left side against the Alton zone here. They try to pass it inside. It's deflected and then stolen by McIntyre, and then she gets fouled. That'll be team foul number two on Liberty. Foul is on number 23. That is Morgan Smith. Her first. Alton will inbound it in the backcourt again. Miley Haney, the sophomore, bringing it up across the timeline. Escapes the defense, moves to the free throw circle. Swings it over to Allie Willard. Allie driving a baseline, powers it up and in, and gets fouled on the play. I believe they're going to get Corey Lind, number 13. They do. That'll be number four on Corey tonight for Liberty. And Allie Willard with the 2 points, now with 19 in the game. She'll go to the line to shoot for her 20th point and a 10-point lead for the Lady Comets. A minute 49 to play in the game. Things got awfully quiet in here. Willard goes to the free throw line. Bounces it twice, pushes it up, and it's good. Oh, she's going to shoot. Yeah, just shooting one. The official thought it was two. No, she made the shot. So 58-48. Alton leads it by 10. Minute 49 to go in the game. Liberty will inbound it, bring it up the floor. Now you're to a point where you got to score every possession and get some stops if you're Liberty. They got the Phipps out on top. Now to Smith. Back to Phipps on the left side. Back out top. Smith with it to Rutledge. She slides back out to the top of the key. Liberty taking a lot of time off the clock here before they even looking at a shot. Rutledge on the left side. Just a good zone defense by Alton. They're just not letting them get a shot away. Now Rutledge will fire one up. It's no good. Rebound to Haney for Alton. And the Lady Cat won a foul in the backcourt on Liberty. Haney started to pass it. And she was fouled by Delaney Elliott. Will be her second. And we're going to get a timeout on the floor. Minute 17 to play in the game. Alton leads it by 10 over the Liberty Lady Eagles. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And we're back underway. The Alton Lady Comets with a ball. Shot by Willard is no good. And the rebound taken by Liberty. Here's Rutledge for three out of the corner. It's good. Addison Rutledge with her third three-pointer of the night. Back to a seven-point Comet lead. We're down to 50 seconds to go. Alton breaks the full-court pressure. Gets the ball up to Jaylee Reese. Reese outside to Haney. Haney will back it out with 40 seconds to go. Alton just going to try and run all the time off the clock here. They get it inside to Willard. Willard going to the bucket. Pulls up with a shot. No, but she's fouled by Corey Lind, number 13. I believe that'll be the fifth on Corey Lind for the Liberty Lady Eagle. Nope, they say her fourth. And Allie Willard back to the free throw line. Allie looking for her 21st point, and she hits the free throw. 21 for the big senior. Mineral Area Cardinal, she'll be in next year. Second free throw is up and good. 22 for Allie tonight. 17 of them in the second half. Alton by 9. We're down to 26 seconds to go. Liberty out top with the ball. Rutledge just going to stand there and hold it. Feeds it right side. Morgan Smith looking for a shot. Couldn't find it. Now to Rutledge. Rutledge dumps it down inside. Shot is up and good for number 11, Delaney Elliott. Alton breaks the press down to Campbell. Campbell leaves it out front for Haney. 5 seconds to go in the game. Jaylee Reese gets it, and it's going to get fouled with 1 second to play. Foul will be on Delaney Elliott, her third of the game. And going to the free throw line, Jaylee Reese trying to add to the Comets' 7-point lead with 1.4 seconds to play. Reese with the free throw has got 17 on the night, and the Alton Lady Comets. Second free throw, no good. First one she's missed all night. There's the buzzer on the rebound. 61 to 53. The Alton Lady Comets have held off the Liberty Lady Eagles here in the semifinals of the Thayer Winter Classic. So the Alton Lady Comets move into the championship game. They'll play the Thayer Lady Bobcats at 5 o'clock Saturday afternoon for the championship. For the Liberty Lady Eagles, they will drop into the third place game. They will play the Houston Lady Tigers at 3:30 on Saturday afternoon. Let's take a timeout. We are hoping to get a word with Alton Lady Comet coach Shane Benson here in just a minute. We'll take a timeout, back with your post-game report in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business.